Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dad Passport Guy, with another episode of Dad Passport Guy, the podcast. I hope everybody listened to what I was talking about with the DS11 last week. Hopefully, you know, you got the information that you needed. So if any other questions, y'all can always hit me up on the gram, or, you know, DM me on the gram, that_passport_guy. So be sure to follow me, of course, on the gram, Instagram, of course. So for this episode, we're going to talk about filling out the renewal, the DS-82 renewal form, which is the U.S. passport renewal application for eligible individuals. Now, for you to be eligible for that, you would need to have a passport that's not over 5 years, meaning, like, let's say, for example, your passport expired in 2015, right? You have up till 2020 to renew with the DS-82 form. Now, if it goes beyond the 5 years, then basically you're just gonna have to do the DS-11, do everything all over again, and you'll have to pay the $35 application fee. Now, that's the good thing about the DS-82. Now, when you renew, now I'm going to tell you the prices. The prices for the DS-82 is $110. Now, near the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you the good thing about the DS-82. So we'll get that to get back, you know, get to that in the end. But yeah, for passport book is $110 for, you know, to do that. And then, of course, you got to pay the extra, you know, the $15 for a picture. That's if you're doing it through the post office or like any place like CVS or Walgreens or anything like that. So if, like I said, you go to Costco, you get it for cheap. I believe it's like $7 for Costco. And they give you 4 pictures instead of 2. Well, you only need 1 picture for the application, so the rest you just keep for yourself. Put it on, you know, give it to your loved one, put it on the fridge, do something with it, I don't know, whatever, burn it. So now let me run through going through the application right now. So I'm just gonna run through exactly what you need. So if you have the application on hand right now, of course I want you to follow me of what I'm about to tell you about the application, and just please pay attention. So, okay, now let me go through this real fast. So in the beginning, it says, please print legibly using black ink only. Black ink. I don't want to see no red. Don't want to see no blue ink. Man, nobody else is going to want to see that, or else the Department of State will turn you down and they will mail you a blank new form, and you'll have to do it all over again, and you don't want to go through that headache again. Everybody wants to go on their vacation nice and smoothly. So all right, so here you go. Now, if, like, when you go in, you know, the first page, you see, you know, passport book, regular book, U.S. passport card, large book, non-standard, or both. Now you check off both, meaning if you want a passport book and a passport card. So you check off that. Now the standard, you know, you check off U.S. passport book and you check off the standard, you know, box. Now if you want a large book, the non-standard, that's for those who, you know, like who likes to travel a lot or goes on business trips, you check on that. So if you're just doing the card, then you just check off the card. So let's go to number one. So number one, you print your last name, okay, and then your first name, and then middle name, okay, however you want. Whatever you write on here on this application will go on your, you know, your passport book or card. So try not to make any mistakes when it comes to the spelling, you know, it just prolongs the whole process. So next we get to the number two, the date of birth, month, date, of year. So 2-digit day, 2-digit month, and 2-digit year. Not in that order. No, not 2 year. It's 2-digit month, 2-digit day, and 4-digit year. So, yeah. So Yeah, that's the thing about these podcasts. There's no redo. So if I mess up, I just go around and do it again. So you just got to have the ears to listen to me. So number three, we get to sex, of course, male, female. And then we get to number four, which is the place of birth, which is could be the city, state, you know, put the full city and state. Or you could abbreviate the state if you like, you know, NY, NJ, something like that, whatever. And or if you're in another country, you just list the country or the city and then the name of the country that you're from. So number five, the social security number, of course, has to be put down. You know, then number six, you email. You know, so this is for like info alerts. It says info alerts offered at travel.state.gov, meaning that they will, you know, if they have your email, they will send you information, you know, passport stuff, info and stuff, but that's optional. Number seven, primary contact number. Could be your, either your landline house number, could be your cell phone, whatever number they could reach you to if in case, you know, any problems. Number eight, your mailing address. Now, it could be your regular street address or it could be your P.O. box, okay? So you put that down. And then the second address line, you just put apartment number, suite, unit, building, floor, in case, you know, if you have one of those, you know. So then get to city, which is your, you know, current city, your current state, and your zip code, your current zip code. Now, country, if it's outside the U.S., then you put, you know, the name of the country, which most of the time we just is, we get U.S. So, you know, not really going to have a problem with that. Then number nine, list other names you have used. Now, for this, this is like if, you know, like your birth name, your maiden name, or your previously married, you know, marriage or legal name change. So with that, you're going to need additional pages for that. Like, let's say you're married. Let's say you had your old passport, right? And you were married, you know, you wasn't married. Actually, you wasn't married and you had your maiden name on your old passport. And let's say you got married. Now, what not, number nine means is that they want you to put your maiden name, which is your, you know, your last name before you got married. Now, let's say you did get married. You would need your marriage certificate. You know, if you're going to renew it, it's for, you know, your marriage certificate. You had to send that in with your old passport, and it has to be the original marriage certificate. Do not worry about whether it's going to get lost or not. It's in good hands with the Department of State. Just send it in. They will send it back to you once the process is completed. So you got to send that. If you have a legal name change, like court documents, you have to bring the court documents with the raised seal. Has to have the raised seal on it. You know, if you send a copy, they will send your documents back and they'll ask you for the original. So send the original. Don't play with them. They're not the one for playing games. So you do that. And yeah, so that's what number nine is for. Number 10, you know, it's the passport book or card information. Basically, what your name looked like on your old card or book. Print as it says on either one of those. All right, so then the next line, it will say the book number, which is the book, you know, look on the upper right hand corner of your passport book. There's a number there. You put that down. The issue date, you look at the lower left hand corner. You say, and it'll say issue date. You put, again, 2-digit month, 2-digit day, and 4-digit year. Most recent passport card number, which is the next line. Same rules apply, right? So number 11, you know, goes according to what number 9 is. So name change information. So it's basically, you know, you can either check change by name or change by court order. However you had your name changed from your previous passport book or card. And then next line has place of name change, city or state. They're going to tell you what city and state was it changed at. It will be in the document. And then the date again. 2-digit month, 2-digit day, 4-digit year. Okay. So Once you do that, you continue on to page 2. Now, the first line, name of applicant, last, first, middle name. In that order, last, first, and middle name. You know, right next to it, date of birth, 2-digit month, 2-digit day, 4-digit year. Then we go to the next line, 12, height, hair color, eye color, which is 12, 13, 14. I think you should know that. You know, the hair color, they're talking about the current hair, the hair that you're going to be using for your picture. Eye color, whatever eye color, whatever contacts, I guess, you're going to be using, which I don't advise using contacts. Just use your regular color eyes, which is whether it's brown, hazel, whatever it is, okay? So, occupation. No, being that, they're going to say school because, you know, this is for adults. So, occupation, what do you work for? If you don't work, no, put, you know, homemaker or something, whatever, you know? And number 16, or employee or school. So, if you're an adult that goes to school, then you, by all means, put the school down. Employer, put the name of the, you know, job you work for. They don't contact your job. So, just put the name of your job, you know, if applicable. Number 17, additional contact numbers. If you want to add additional number, your number, your spouse, girlfriend, whatever, you put that down, okay? So, you got two. They give you two lines to do that. So, you got two numbers to put down for that. Number 18, permanent address. This is only if you are using in number 8 for mailing address, your P.O. box. They need to know that you have a physical address. If you don't have that down, they more likely will turn you down. So you need to get a physical address. We don't need to know whose address it is. Okay. So as long as that's put down, should you put a P.O. box down for number 8? Number 19, emergency contact. You know, this is people that are not traveling with you. Family, friend, whatever. Anyone that's not traveling with you. Doesn't make sense to put somebody that you're going to be traveling with because, let's say, in case of an emergency, they call that number and the person that's in that number is with you. Really doesn't make sense. Just gotta. Family, friend, have to know their name, have to know their address, apartment, city, state, zip code, phone number, and a relationship. Have to put it down. Do not leave it blank. You know, I'm trying to help people out here with, you know, to fill this out and to make it very easy. It's not hard. Really, it isn't. Then we get to 20, travel plans. For me, I think that's optional, but if you want to put it down, be sure to do it. You know, departure date, you know, month, day, year, return date, month, day, year, countries to be visited, or whether it's just, you know, if it's just one or a couple countries, put it down. We don't track you down for that stuff. We don't, you know, go, you know, call the airports or anything and try to check on, see if you're actually traveling. You know, everyone's entitled to, and, you know, a passport, whether you're traveling or not. So, that's why I say number 20 is optional. You don't really have to do that. So, and after that, then you stop where you're at. And once you complete with your application, just be sure to sign and date page 1. Again, make sure everything is in black ink only, please. You don't have to sign or date in front of an agent. You know, not like the DS-11. DS-11, you have to do it in front of them. So, just, you know, as long as you got everything filled out, and I hope that everyone listens to what I'm saying with the application. I hope you paid attention to it. You know, I just hope, you know, you got something out of this. Okay. So, So the goodie that I was talking about with the renewal is that, you know, this is a trick, you know, kind of a trick. Let's say you have the DS-11, right? And let's say you know, your old passport, you wanted to, you know, you wanted to add a card, but you didn't add a card and you just got the passport book. Let's say you want to renew. Once you renew, you know, and you're filling out the DS-82. Let's say you just be like, you know what, let me get myself a card. You know, you get a card. The good part about it is you don't pay the $35 application fee. You just pay that $30 for the card. That's it. You don't, you know, you just pay the $110 plus you pay the $30. There you go. Voila. So yeah, that's a little hack thing. You know, if you don't want the card the first time around, and let's say you want it the second time around and you're worried that you have to pay the application fee, you don't have to. So now let's say you now as far as mailing, you do have to mail it on your own. Let's say you just do not mail it for you. That's only with the DS-11. The DS-82, you gotta mail it on your own. Now the address is on the second page and the first, and like the instruction page on the application. So they have one for routine service, two of them actually, for either Canada or US. And then you have the expedite service address. Now, however you want to do it, you can expedite it. Again, if you expedite, it's an extra $60. So to expedite, it's an extra $60. If you want to express it back, it's an extra $16.48. So, so that's the $110 plus the $60 plus the extra $16.48 if you want to expedite it. You know, so don't be lazy, you know, and wait till the last minute. Then you have to pay them fees. You know what you could do with $60. No, you could do a lot with $60. Believe me, you. But anything else on this application you don't touch. For issuing office only, it's for issuing office only. Do not touch it. Don't have your kid writing crayons or anything like that on it. Do not touch that spot at all. Off limits to ya. So it's I advise y'all to mail it priority, so that way it comes with insurance and stuff like that, and it comes with tracking. So you could do that, or you could do you could send it out certified. You know, certified, you could, you know, someone will sign for it. You could always track it. Go to USPS.com, you know, go to tracking, have it tracked. You could do that with priority too. And you know, if you do it certified, do a return receipt. That way you could get it either signed or stamped by the Department of State, and that green card will be sent back to you. So do it like that and y'all should be good. What was I gonna say? Anything else that I need from here? No, I think I've said everything I said about the DS-82. So hope, you know, y'all got everything that you needed from this, from the renewal. Like I said, it's not hard. Rocket science. No. You know, simple. So I did it step by step, word from word. I hope everything goes smoothly for your applications with the DS-82. And I hope that my podcast has helped you out. Sound a little better than the first one. I think my DS-11, I was all over the place. I might want to do that again, because it sounded like I was all over the place with the DS-11, because I was nervous. My first podcast, you know. Don't judge a brother. So next episode, we're going to get down to making an appointment online, USPS.com/passport. So I'm going to show you, you know, what you need and everything, and the fees and stuff like that. Might be a short episode, so just want to break stuff down to you as far as making appointments and stuff like that. Then probably the following episode when it gets to the other forms. So what's up? I'm trying to think what I'm thinking. Give me a second if you have. But I gave it the gist of it. I might want to do a remix of the DS-11 one, because like I said, I was all over the place. Kind of feel bad, because I should have been, you know, supposed to come in strong. I should have came in strong. I probably didn't. I think I did better on this podcast. So, I should do the DS-11 again. But I'll wait to either next week or the following. But, you know, I'll let you know. So, till then, this is your boy, that post. Look at what I got, postal guy. Look at you, see? The beauty of podcast. You can't rewind. So, that passport guy, That's me, that passport guy. That postal guy is my cousin. So, till then, I'll see you next week. And, you know, good luck with, you know, with your applications. And, you know, if you're, you know, if you're traveling, safe flights and all that good stuff. And one more thing, just a shout out to Kobe Bryant and his family. I know they're going through a lot right now, and you know, hard, you know, thoughts and prayers of with the Bryant family on Kobe and his daughter and the seven other people that was lost in the helicopter crash. And you know, the whole world's thinking about you, man. And Kobe, you inspired a lot of people. You inspired even myself to have that extra drive, you know. So even though I don't know you, but I do have love for you, and my heart goes out to you and your family. So it's rough, you know. Nobody wants that, you know. Me as a father myself, father of a daughter, you know, and two sons, and you know, couldn't even imagine, you know. But much love to y'all, and you know, Kobe, and you listen up there, thank you for inspiring me, you know, being one of my inspirational figures. You know, I wish I could have met you, you know, but you're there in spirit, and it's just much love to you, okay, and your family. And when I know people, I'm this stat passport guy signing off, and I'll see you next week. Later.